2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and I kid you negative. You're really listening, I know. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are them Christians that the atheists love to hate. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they call themselves, the wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise, yes, indeed, we are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, America. And welcome to the show. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, that phone number is 1-877-807-9977. The first part of the show, friends. 1-877-807-9977, without fail.
There's 2 minutes left. Call, quick.
Yeah, let's get in there and see if we can weigh in on the issues of the day. But again, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go to our Facebook. Like us, if you would, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. If you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, well, I like to have friends, too.
Friends are good.
I like to feel needed and wanted. I don't want to just sit here and hang out on this microphone all by myself all the time, friends.
Our numbers are growing. Keep doing that.
Facebook, Bradley Dean. Please, Facebook, Bradley. I'm about halfway there, friends, so we better start kicking it. I'm getting probably an average of 10 a day. Our last article, friends, did 8,000 Facebook likes. So if you get one per 100, what would be the number there, Jake? That's crazy business. That'd be 80,000 readers on that last...
800,000.
800,000.
1,000 readers?
You're looking down like you don't know, and you're the one that has your fingers on the numbers over there. So instead of me making a mistake and someone else there highlighting the mistake, I figured I would just say to you, so 800,000.
800,000?
I think easily. Incredible. And we're on, what, 24 different... outlets?
Yep. That's what I was going to say. This is just one. That's Western.
These are
journalism.
Columns, friends. That was one.
Mm-hmm.
Obama attacking the military. But anyways, I'll let you talk about that in just a second. Friends, again, if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, you can do that as well. That is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, I want to highlight this before I pass it over to the other guy here. Just to kind of share with you as to the things that I go through on a daily basis here. A few days ago, friends, well, me and Jake did an interview. We were actually interviewing Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily. And I just wanted to highlight the things that he said that I wanted answers to within the short amount of time that we had him on the radio. And he said to me, because I was so long-winded per point, that he said, why don't I just have you go ahead and do all my reading for me? And I just thought, okay, so I'm going to just back up a little bit. This is my radio show. But to be a gentleman, I'll just kind of back up a little bit, right? So we get an email yesterday from a guy named James. And this is what he wrote. Brother a few James. Days ago, while Jake did an interview, Bradley made sure to point out how nice he, that would be me, friends, was to hold back and let Jake run with the interview. Bradley, a good quote for you is to repeat what Bullwinkle once said. When it comes to humility, I'm the greatest.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Well, thank you. That's a great parallel, Rocky. Man. Hey, we're emulating Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Hey, Rocky.
So he said, keep up the good work, man. Keep well, thank you for fight. Acknowledging that we were men. But, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Our conduct this week has been in the form of two columns, and I want to draw attention to them, to the Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. This first one was on Western journalism that Bradley was talking about, over 8,000 Facebook shares. Now, Western journalism is a very big website out there that carries news. It's a news aggregate site, and it also does columns. We're located on the most popular on WCJ. We started this out by just doing columns for WorldNet Daily. Joseph asked us to pick up doing a weekly column, adding videos, and now, like Bradley said, we're on over 25 outlets across the country.
Oh, 25. Oh, I stand corrected. This is what I'm talking about. You and James have been conspiring against me, haven't you?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you were probably the James one that told him to write in and call me Bullwinkle, or compare me to Bullwinkle.
James, you got that? Which one was Bullwinkle? Is he the squirrel? Or
I have no idea, but what I do remember, that cartoon, I couldn't stand it.
Rocky and Bullwinkle!
Maybe James couldn't stand it neither. Maybe that's why he's trying to make the comparison.
Well, I do know that, James, there is three new columns you can read us on every single week. One was Godfather Politics, the most latest was Last Resistance, and the BrennerBrief.com. She were on the front of her newsletter here recently, so we want to thank all of those guys. Going to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, there's a lot of comments this week. I want to read a couple. Because, number one, we do events. As a matter of fact, we're gearing up to go on to tour right now. Folks, we may be coming to a place near you. You can follow us on Facebook and find that out. But this is one of the gentlemen who wrote. Just came from the San Diego Tea Party meeting. This was recently. We just did that event. Was it last week? I think it was last week.
Mm-hmm.
This is Brian Sandberg. Said, thanks for being there. You were fantastic. Another gentleman that was there, Al Eustace, I believe is how you pronounce
Eustace,
his last name.
Huh?
Or Estes. Estes. Shalom. And praise the Lord, Brother Dean. It was nice speaking to you this morning. Praise God for a man like you and your family who are standing in the gap of the Lord. Ezekiel 22:30.
Cool.
Brother and sister, I am interceding on your behalf. The Lord has given us authority and power over the enemy. Talk about good news. That guy
yeah.
sees...
What was the last
sunrise.
One, though? Wasn't there another one on there?
Hey, bro.
Whoa. Slow your roll, dog. There's a couple more.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to pick those up when we get back because I'm starting to feel like I really matter.
Oh, there's plenty
I
more.
I feel special. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check me out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean. Feeding that wire always. Be right back.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Thomas Jefferson said that. Patrick Henry, one of the Sons of Liberty, rightly said it. It is when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. Of course. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. We're going to be talking about civil disobedience, Romans chapter 13. And I'm going to bring you to Scripture, and I'm going to offset it or contrast it, my friends, with what's going on today with this tyrant, communist, whatever he calls himself this week, that sits in the Oval Office in Washington, D.C. And we'll do our best to teach you what Scripture says rather than what you think it says, because you may have heard from your pastor that kind of glossed over the pith and marrow of the Word of God. So anyways, in saying that, I want to feel special for a couple more minutes, Jake. It's your turn.
Well,
you're up to
that.
Bat, brother.
Rob Schlick.
Schnick.
Schick. Gosh, I'm
Jake,
sorry, Rob.
Can you just, yeah, Rob.
Rob?
He's good.
You're good. Hi, Bradley. Thank you for the excellent presentation at our Tea Party meeting in San Diego. You're an outstanding public speaker. Father. Did I say outstanding? You're an outstanding public speaker. Father. Husband. And great American patriot. Who bleeds red, white, and blue.
Amen.
Thank you, Rob. Gordon Runyon said, "Hey, brother, just wanted to say I'm glad to see you writing a Freedom Outpost."
People
great
like to
stuff.
Be people like to be quoted on the radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I was
going to
bring up. So many people may wonder, why are you always reading comments? And, well, this is your radio show.
Yeah, that's right.
So we want to bring you into it. And I don't have time to read all of them, but I try to read as many of them as possible. So he said, "I'm glad to see you're on Freedom Outpost." Now, this is important, folks, and this is why we're on the air. And this is why your support to keep us on the air is so important. "I wish I could get articles put up there more often than I do. About the time I get discouraged about the state of things, God shows me there are more and more to the remnant than I ever knew." So every time he reads these articles, he is encouraged to go out and to do more. There is hope, folks. There's lots of hope. Another gentleman by the name of Gene said, "Hey, bro, love you guys and your ministry. I've been a big supporter for years." Thank you for that support. It's what keeps us going, folks.
Amen.
And I want to draw your attention to that support on the front page of our website. Support our cause for justice. Click on there and find out how you can be involved. This last week, Obama attacks the American military. Bradley actually wrote a column on that. And one gentleman replied with this. "When the King of England was acting like the Obama administration, the founding fathers saw fit to separate America from England. I think it's time to separate America from the evil government in Washington. Now, this is important of what he's saying. He's not saying we separate ourselves from Washington. He's saying from the evil government that's there.
That's right. No, the bad guys, not off. The good guys. That's right.
We throw them off. We impeach, we remove, because the authority lies within us.
Yeah, so here we hear the professed church, thou shalt not judge. We know that's unscriptural in the context that they mean it, my friends. Now, what's interesting about this, it's time for America to judge within. Yes. And really, the pith and marrow, friends, is the essence of that very statement, is get the evil out. Mm-hmm. And it's time for the American people to judge within.
That's right. No, the evil is not going to say to itself, well, you know what, we're evil.
No.
We need to leave.
They're encouraged. That's because right. There's no justice. That's there's right. No judgment. The American people tolerate the crimes. Therefore, they're only encouraged to commit the crimes.
Yes.
I just seen, just a couple minutes ago, the DHS, they're trying to, well, now they're assailing the sheriffs in the United States of America that are opposing their unconstitutional mandate. Friends, do you understand that what government is doing right now in America is illegal?
Yep.
It is unconstitutional. These are the people that put their hand on the Bible and swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. They are breaking the law. So when you're beginning to hear about the gun debate, there is no debate. Friends, there's nothing to talk about. When you're talking about Obamacare, there's nothing to talk about. Null and void. It is illegal. Friends, this administration attacking the church, trying to mandate contraception. Friends, are you kidding me? This is null and void. Abortion, null and void. It's murder is what it is. You're dealing with tyranny. Just seen a general in the military. He just got done proclaiming today, my friends, that everything that this administration is doing right now with the American military is what communists do during an insurgent. Are you listening to what I'm telling you? The ATF was just again busted yesterday, my friends. Setting up sting operations, creating the crimes, my friends. Attempting to set up the American people, going for guns. All of a sudden here the ATF was exposed again. Friends, these people are creating the crimes and trying to get rid of your right to bear the arms. And they are blaming you for the crimes being committed, when in fact, this is the definition of totalitarianism. This is tyranny. What do you think? Do you think for some reason he's just going to have a good day one day? And he's going to turn away from being a bad guy and setting himself at war with God? Friends, we are set on the Mosaic Institution. He swore to uphold that Constitution. He is doing the exact opposite of what he swore that he would do. He just gave F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood last week, friends. He was busted in Benghazi for gun running, my friends, to your sworn enemies. Just yesterday, the news came out. A church, I believe it was in Egypt, Muslims burnt down a Catholic church. Hundreds burnt alive.
It finally made the press, huh?
Friends, what you need to understand is foreign countries are not under attack. The state-run media is already playing the whore for this administration.
Yep.
God said that. Adulterers, whores. Okay? You can't trust a thing they say. And the bottom line is you need to understand that America, you are the ones that are under attack. We just found out this morning, someone called me, Bradley, got emergency alert I need to give you. I said, what is it? Didn't even know the guy. Called my phone. Hey, Minnesota is now trying to assault our right to bear arms. No more, friends. No more. America, no more. Well, they want to downsize how many bullets we can have in our chambers. Well, no, what they're doing, friends, is they're trying to...
Not theirs.
They're trying to minimize opposition. And don't think... Just stay with me, friends. Just pay attention to this radio show, friends, because what we're talking about, just give it a couple days or weeks and we're going to start walking into it. I said there's going to be a show of force. I was mocked by the bloggers for it. What are we coming to? I said this individual is trying to create civil war. Don't doubt what I'm telling you, friends. It's exactly what he's doing. This is exactly what I've been telling the American people. Guess what's coming out now? His friends that were with him in college are reciting the words of Obama during his college days. He was looking forward to the day of a communist civil war, a communist revolution within the United States. They are creating civil war, friends. Don't forget China. who's beginning to infiltrate the United States. Don't forget that they are the blueprint for a new world order. The military, the Chinese, are now commanding Obama to disarm the American people. How long have I been telling you this, friends? Oh, and by the way, it's not what I'm reading. It's what the Lord is shedding upon my little itty-bitty heart that he sees fit to show us things before they come to pass. It's called a prophetic ministry, friends. Oh, that's a thing of the past. It may be for you, but it works for us because we still believe the Word of God. So we're moving into that. Don't forget about China neither, friends. Don't forget about your outside enemies, friends. I don't even believe the Muslims are the one that you are to fear, friends. I believe it's more China and Russia. They're just trying to instill fear into the American people to disarm. And what doesn't make any sense is the bad guys are here, the bad guys are here, and you have the guy in the White House that supposedly was reelected through fraud, friends. He doesn't have the support. He knows it, and so do the New World Order monkeys know it. They do know it, friends. Oh, Bradley, you're just way out there. Really, really. You know, now everybody's talking about black helicopters. You know, the military wars, the military games that they're playing over major cities like, I don't know, like in Florida and like in Texas and like in Minnesota and like all over the country. Oh, I thought these were conspiracy theorists. Now they're doing it in the light of day, friends. No. Like a man Facebooked me and said to me, Bradley, it reminds me of what I heard 50 years ago when the conspiracy theorists started to warn us what was going to come down the line. Now we're here. Yeah. Who put theorists there, friends? The state-run media did. Well, Time Life is pushing their new dictator of the year. If it's not Hitler, it's Stalin. If it's not Stalin, it's some other murderer or dictator. Oh, by the way, who was the man of the year two times just recently? This Barack Hussein Obama. Now it's person of the year because they want to eradicate gender, friends. You are dealing with some sick-minded people, friends. You're not dealing with people that think like me and you. And if you want to see my meaning, go ahead and look at an aborted baby. They advocate murder of innocent babies, but they're defending the little kids that died in Sandy Hook. Folks, again, who are they kidding? No more, friends. No more. And by the way, everyone that come out and advocates anything contrary to the Constitution of the United States, we already know who's criminal. So let's deal with them. Oh, did I forget to bring about the Democratic individual that was busted? Having sex with 12 and 13-year-old girls in the Dominican Republic, friends? This is coming out daily. And these are the people that are trying to disarm you?
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so Although the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about tyranny. Talking about communism. Muslims. The whole shebang, my friends. It's here. Consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. What did God say in Psalm 9, 16 and 17, my friends? God will turn that nation into hell that turns their back on him. Well, you say, well, I still believe in Jesus with a beer in your hand, cigarette in your hand, watching television. I still believe Jesus. I just watch porn, you know, just pornography just once in a while.
My favorite, Psalm 23.
Yeah, it is. Same here. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith. It destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibility, there will be no interruption, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. They really do. Bradley, you just don't understand. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Yet, King David said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Yet, the New Testament says in 2 Corinthians 6, to come out from among them, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing. Yet, 1 John 2 says the same thing. What is the spirit of the world? The love of the world, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eyes. That is Antichrist. God calls it adultery in James 4:4. You adulterers and you adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Yesterday, friends, I was online feeding Facebook for my friends out there because I love being a part of the answer. I love to be connected with people.
And someone posted a little picture of a little beautiful baby with clamps on its head. And it was deceased, this little baby was. And then someone posted another picture of another little baby where they actually bring out the head of the baby out of the cervix. And then they take a scissors and jam it in the back of the head of the baby's neck. And then they cut the cord. They call that free choice. No, that's murder, friends. That is murder. That is murder, friends. And this administration advocates it just as the last four and five administrations have allowed it. They are just as guilty when they had the power to stop it and they did nothing. Then I seen another picture. I haven't told you this neither, Jay. I seen another picture of about four or five babies scattered outside the back of an abortion clinic in the mud because the bag broke. And they didn't clean it up. America, we are not going to get out of this one, friends. The babies that have been slaughtered by these murderers and the American people let them do it. 57 million babies dead. That is to the equivalent of 18 states. And the American people have the audacity to go to a football game or to a baseball game or to watch the television when you know what they're telling you is a lie anyways? Whoa! Whoa! Wow! Martin Luther King was right when he said history will have to record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the supposed good people. I would do anything. Last night I'm in here and I'm going back and forth, and just to be quite transparent, I'm crying out to God saying, Lord, empower me to do more. Empower me and my ministry to do more. Empower the righteous throughout the land to do more. It's not enough, friends, to stop in front of these clinics and picket them. It's not enough to know that Planned Parenthood, the founders, and folks, it's not just Planned Parenthood. Go to the ACLU. Go to any of these communist organizations, friends. They are in some serious trouble. But I want to tell you what. Who's in more trouble right now is the American people for tolerating these communist organizations. And communist organizations they are. Friends, you haven't seen nothing yet. You have not seen nothing yet. My generation is not going to get out of what the last four and five generations, I'm sorry, two and three generations have tolerated. 57 million of my brothers and sisters are gone because of the older generation dropping the ball and saying, well, it's no big deal. No, it sure is a big deal. It really is a big deal. And now we have the homosexuals attacking churches in America, taking blowhorns and going up to churches with ex-homosexuals that have been saved and converted. Folks, this is totalitarianism. Now they're attacking, the homosexuals are attacking Boy Scouts. Have you seen the pedophilia crimes involved, friends? Did you just see the Catholic diocese in Los Angeles was just busted? He's being relieved of his duties. And why? Because he was found covering up the pedophiles in the Catholic Church. Oh, friends, I didn't talk about the YMCA yet. I didn't talk about big brothers and sisters yet, friends. The crimes that are committed against our children. And the Boy Scouts have the audacity to take a step back. America, are you with me on this? We've talked about Canada. Over in Canada, friends, for those that didn't know and haven't heard, gay marriage is nothing more than usurping father, or your friends, your sovereignty. In other words, you're not going to obey God anymore, you're going to obey the state. Over in Canada, the first thing they did when they implemented illegal, their preamble, their national preamble starts out acknowledging Almighty God too. The first thing they did when they infiltrated the homosexuals did into public schools because they have it so you can't speak out against homosexuals over there in their public schools. Isn't it interesting? The first thing they did was attack the church. The second thing they did was attack homeschoolers.
And the third thing they did, just listen to this carefully, homosexual marriage. This is the homosexuals for you, friends. Homosexual marriage, those that advocate it. They want to lower anal consent from 16 to 14 years old for young boys. What does that have to do with homosexual marriage? Nothing.
Exactly.
And this is the kind of people that you're dealing with right now. Alina Kagan sitting on the Supreme Court. Judge Vaughn Walker, who at length recused himself because he was going to be impeached if he didn't in California because they ignored the voice of 8 million people. Folks, this is happening all over the country. And here's the real kicker. You're dealing with a small percentage of the population. Just as long as you are entertained, just keep in mind, you are entertaining yourself out of your country and your kids' future. Just thought I'd share that with you. A nation that is afraid to let its people judge the truth and falsehood is an open market, is a nation that is afraid of its people. What's happening in our country, friends, is exactly what God said would happen to a country that turned their back on him.
Leviticus 26, I will appoint terror over you. Them that hate you shall rule over you. Folks, they are terrified of you if you will turn off the TV. If you will go out and actually protest, if you resist. That's the whole premise of the last column. We don't write these things because cool men have said it.
No, we're not talking about what's going to happen in the future. We're talking about what's going on in the present.
That's right. And the moment
behind it.
There's
the deception.
And we even forewarn. He brought up prophetically how we forewarned months in advance, years in advance. This is where it's going. This is where it started. You brought the topic of gay marriage up. What is their gay marriage for? Because they want your kids. They want 14-year-olds and 12-year-olds and 10-year-olds. Yes.
Oh.
How sick these people are.
Let me give them a case in point,
yep.
Jake. Kevin Jennings, the Obama's handpicked safe schools czar, who's been removed, by the way, but he's been replaced with the Dan Savage, and a savage he is. He's a barbaric savage. Kevin Jennings was Obama's safe schools czar, and he wrote a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary.
Hmm.
His icon was Harry Hay. Who's Harry Hay? He's the guy from North American Man Boy Love Association. And they were seen in homosexual parades across the country with their motto, their slogan, sex before eight, before it's too late. These are the people that are after your kids, friends. Here, one more, just to highlight what you're saying, because we could talk about that for 2 hours. The NEA, National Education Association, had something called the Homosexual Caucus. That wasn't good enough, so they have to have something called the Drag Queen Caucus. GLSEN came out and they said that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the homosexual lifestyles. Friends, bullying is not them being bullied, it's them bullying your kids into submission to accept it or else.
Just ask the kids.
Just ask the kids, because they are unaccepting of this behavior and they're trying to figure out why the older generation is standing down.
Yep, doing nothing about it, not going to their back. We did a school assembly where the press came in, twisted it way out of proportion, because that's what they do. Because you simply objective truth.
Just wait a second. You just simply told the American, these kids in public schools, what Elton John said. What was this quote, Jake?
Yep. I crave to be loved. There's nothing wrong with going to bed with somebody of your own sex. People should be very free with sex, but they should draw the line at goats. And I asked the students, is this a good moral standard?
Yep, and they said,
no.
And they made the ministry a hate group because of what Elton John said, friends. This is totalitarianism.
Right. And because they saw the results when you placed an objective truth in front of students to make up a decision.
Isn't that education?
And they made the right decision. That terrifies them. They
are
terrified of you when you walk in righteousness. No more, no different than King George was terrified of the Black Regiment. We're here because people put terror.
One more point with Obama, the first homosexual president. He also, friends, for those that are kind of excited about the ball game coming up here, he also appointed 226 homosexuals and transvestites into high position in government. 5,000 of those in the Pentagon were busted for downloading child pornography. Why? Sons of Liberty Radio.com coming right back. Civil disobedience.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty.
all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my My War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I understand why Dante said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who remain neutral in times of great moral conflict. Let me say that again. Exactly. The hottest places in hell is reserved for those who remain neutral in times of great moral conflict.
When it matters. I mean, Martin Luther said the same thing. If I preach the gospel and all the wonderful splendors that fill the gospel, but I avoid the topics that are hot in this particular day and age, then I'm not preaching the
gospel. That's what makes the soldier.
Because that's what
proves the man of God.
The gospel is life. It's going to interact. It's going to change. Hey, it may bring upon a resistance that sets people free. What could be the worst thing that could happen right now, folks, for you to put down entertainment and stand for those values in your respective realms, in your community? If you're a teacher, it doesn't matter what you are. If you stood, what could be the worst thing that could happen?
You could win your country back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you could deal with criminals in government because this man is loaded with scoundrels, friends. Look at this Chuck Hagel. We just had Rick Santorum on the radio yesterday.
Yep.
He's wanting the American people to understand what's going on with Hagel. Chuck Hagel. He's out of line. He's anti-everything that's American. Chuck, in other words, is enemies with our allies, friends, so Obama appoints him or attempts to appoint him. That's everything this man does. He's a criminal.
Yep.
Let's just call it for what it is. He's not a corrupt politician,
no.
Which still makes him a criminal.
Yes.
But the bottom line is, folks, what has he done that's been lawful? Absolutely nothing. And you stand there with the power in your hands, and you capitulate. You just close your eyes and act like it's not going on. You could win this situation in a day. Speaking of the topic of abortion, a man, and this falls right into line with what we're talking about. A man posted the other day, and he said the greatest ally to the abortion industry in America is the professed Church of America. He's exactly right. I remember D. James Kennedy used to point his finger at the screen, and he would say, at 65, 70 years old, friends, point his finger at the screen and say, 4,000 babies a day are being aborted while 300,000 pulpits remain silent. Yeah. Speaking of the topic of abortion, number of births per year in the United States, 3,999,386. Number of deaths per year, including abortion, 3,818,935. Who's this working for, friends?
Yep. Well, you see it even in...
Wow.
You see it even in...
Oh, it's free choice, man. It's no, it's murder is what it is. Just wait until Judgment Day, friends. You're going to find out what I was telling you was the truth. It's murder.
And those that don't resist make it a free choice.
As a matter of fact, those that advocate, those founders of these organizations admit as to what it's about. It's about removing the black population and the Hispanic population, but because they've been so dummied down, Obama uses them for his propaganda machine. Someone needs to talk to our black friends out there and our Hispanic friends out there. Oh, and just case in point, I got a black guitar player and I have a Hispanic singer. So how does that work for you, little leftist socialist commie? No, I don't want to go there. Our producer's asking us if we want some quotes from Margaret Sanger. No, she's a devil. She's in hell right now trying to reach out to the people that she lied to, saying, wait a second, I was wrong. I was wrong. No, you were right. You were right. And let me tell you this, so is the Lord. You just lost. That's the difference.
Right. And he told you he would.
Let's go to the church really quick, because we hear this from the professed church in America. Let every subject be sold unto the higher powers. Let's bring forth a consummation of the discourse, okay? I'll do my best to bring it together, bring it to an end, start another topic next week. I love this stuff. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, saith the pastor, the hireling, from the pulpit. For there is no power but of God. Okay, slow the roll. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Yes, for there is no power but of God who gave that power. The powers that be are ordained of God. Oh, really? What we're hearing from the professed church today is we're not supposed to submit to anything that would stand up against a tyrant. We're not supposed to war against those magistrates. Let me ask you something, foolish ones. Who ordained the power?
That's right.
God did. Who ordained the magistrates and the ministers? God did. For what? I go on. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. As if to say, if Obama says kill babies, everybody's supposed to fall in line and say, okay, now that's the law. No, it is not the law, because God said, thou shalt not kill. Well, if Obama says what? Well, if Obama says something that contradicts our Mosaic Constitution, which is based on common law, which is bedrocked into the Declaration of Independence, it must be so. No, did you not look at the inauguration? Did you not pay attention? Did you see his hand on the Bible? Swearing an oath to uphold the Constitution, so help me God. Oh, I get it. Well, if Obama says he's a Christian and he wars with God, then we're supposed to follow along with the tyrant when he wars against God. America, how can you be at peace in a world that is at war with God? Verse 3, Romans 13, for rulers are not a terror to good works. That's right. Friends, who are the terrorists, according to this corrupt administration? Anybody that has a gun? Anybody that believes in life?
Homeschoolers?
I can go on and on. Folks, wow.
Anybody that's traditionally good.
Wow. That's right. You should read Isaiah 5. Woe unto those that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness. God said, God damn you. God is damning you.
Yes.
In Matthew 23, woe is equivalent to God damning them.
That's a curse.
Where's the 78% of the Americans that profess Christianity to agree with what God said? In the next hour, friends, I'm going to bring you down scriptural lane, and I'm going to show you story after story after story of history that God laid in rock and scripted before our eyes to say, wait a second. Nowhere in Scripture can you say, saith the Lord. Can you see anywhere where I told those that serve me to be at war with me and to subject their people to agree with the man that's at war with me rather than myself? For rulers are not a terror to good works, no, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Folks, don't you realize all these anti-gunner mayors all across the country? They're criminals.
Felons.
And I'm not just saying that. I'm not just painting a broad stroke and saying they're all criminals. No! Look at their records, and you know who they are. This Frankenstein in California, Feenstein. Folks, pull her record out. I guarantee you she has violated the Constitution a million times. She's done it 999,000 times too many because the American people just overlooked her crimes. But she is a criminal. All these people coming out against the American people in favor of homosexual marriage and abortion and in all these other organizations and governments and these bureaucracies. Friends, they're criminal. Let me go back just a little bit. What kind of bureaucracy did Adolf Hitler create, friends? Just exactly as to what you're seeing today. They're working against any of those that can oppose them. That's why they want your guns. That's why they want your guns. Oh, and they couldn't do this, friends, if you didn't go to sleep over the last five decades.
That's right.
Because now they've indoctrinated your kids to believe what this criminal in office is doing and saying. Man, if a man breaks into a house and steals, what do you call him, Jake?
He's a thief.
So he's a criminal.
Yes.
If a man endorses or even advocates the murder of another person, what would he be called, Jake?
Be an accessory to that murder.
What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you ask your military to fire on your own people and then get rid of the higher ups that wouldn't?
Yep.
Wow, what about all the friends? Did you hear about all the Green Berets that are standing up and saying, oh, no, you don't? Did you hear about all the sheriffs that are standing up all across the country saying, oh, no, you don't? Why are they doing that? Because they're good government. And the state-run media is trying to brainwash you into believing that they're bad and they're evil men. But who's armed? The ones that are trying to remove the guns.
Right, and they ain't giving theirs up.
No! Hypocrites! What? We defend our president with guns. We defend our congressmen with guns. We defend our governors with guns. We defend our celebrities, the devils they are, with guns. We defend our sporting events with guns. We defend our banks with guns. We defend our factories with guns. We defend our courts with guns. But it's okay to abort a baby! You know, we defend our children within public schools, friends, from these hypocrites that we tolerate. Listen, this is a gun-free zone.
That's their defense.
That's their defense.
Yep.
Our kids, our most prized possession. Romans 13, verse 4, for he is the minister of God to thee for good, but if I'll do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of, Jake, come on,
God.
The minister of who?
God.
A revenger to execute wrath upon them that do evil. What do you think of a corrupt cop, friends? Oh, there's nothing worse. Well, this is what you're tolerating in your country. Going to come back and we're going to continue on this vein. Romans 13, civil disobedience. Let's go to the church really quick as to who's responsible for what we see in our government.
And by the way, Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.